tough going out there today, and Galway made life very difficult for us. And particularly, I suppose, it was tough for us going in after the Ulster final, and probably the heads were down a wee bit. But I was glad we were able to plug away and finally pull away in the last 20 minutes.
Got off to a great start again today, and much like the Ulster final, then let the opposition back into it.
That's true now, in fairness. We think we're 5 points up, 4 anyway. We didn't score then for about 15 minutes, maybe before half time, which is something we probably need to look at now for the next day, because we're going to have to be performing for the full 70 minutes against Mayo.
Yeah, what was the feeling at half time?
We're disappointed with the final half of the first half. But at the same time, we were going on level, so we weren't too critical of ourselves.
And then we had three quick wides at the start of the second half. Did you start thinking Ulster final, here we go again?
It did cross my mind, but I wasn't. I knew we wouldn't. I knew we'd keep creating the chances, and we'd convert them eventually. But it did cross my mind. All right, with a couple of wides, but as long as you're creating them, and yeah, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Have you been working on your shooting practice? Not only you personally, but as a team since the Ulster final. Is that something you worked on, or is it?
Not really. I think, we work on your shooting practice all year round, and probably did a bit during the week, but not.
I know the goals were big scores, but I thought Michael's point from play at a crucial shot, I think it was 7th or 8th point, that was a big score.
It was a massive score. Now Neil kicked it in, and Murphy caught a great ball and swung, put it over the bar, and that probably lifted us in that second half. And I think when the ball went out, I think Owen McNeillis might have kicked the point after it, which was another great score. And those 2 points back to back really kind of turned the tide for us in that second half.
Yeah, and then the first goal really was a big score.
The first one?
The first goal.
The first goal, Patrick's.
Yeah. But the second goal, sorry.
The second goal?
Yeah.
I think we were 3 points in at that stage, and it helped us pull away then. I think the game was up whenever Ryan slotted that one.
Yeah. And then you were able to supply Christie with the one for the pass for the final one?
It was nice to see Ty going through there. It was typical coolness from Ty, just tapped it under the top corner and made it look easy, really.
And now the fact that you've got that first round qualifier over you, is that a big step now again, and a big statement again as you prepare for Mayo?
It's important just to get out there today. It was a long week after the Monaghan game, after the Ulster final, and the following week then all we're looking forward to is just getting back out and playing. Thankfully the result went the right way now, and just prepare now the next week for Mayo.
Yeah, and you know Mayo fairly well as well.
Yeah, we do. They're a top side. Over the last 4 or 5 years, they've probably been the most consistent team in the country, and probably very unfortunate not to take Sam home. So we know they're going to be a formidable opposition, so we have to prepare well now in the next 7 days.